Isaiah 55, God says, my thoughts are completely different from yours, which is why he doesn't answer the way I want him to many times. And my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. And Rick, you're praying at one level and I'm thinking about your life at another level because I want good for your life even more than you do.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called 40 Days of Prayer. In these teachings, you'll learn how to cultivate a powerful prayer life and experience breakthrough in your relationship challenges, financial difficulties, bad habits, health crises, and many other areas of your life. Don't miss a single day of this life-changing series. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you how to get this amazing teaching on video with the 40 Days of Prayer DVD Study Kit. This six-part video study featuring Pastor Rick is perfect for your personal Bible study or use with your small group. You can take a sneak peek by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000 while you listen to today's broadcast. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called, Who Do You Think You're Talking To?
God is good, so he always has a good plan for your life. And God is good because he always gives you what you need, not what you deserve. And God is good because he puts my good ahead of his own. But here's number four. Because God is always good, he does not say yes to every request. There's nothing in the Bible that says that everything you ask for, you're gonna get, no matter how self-centered or off base or whatever it is. God does not say yes to every prayer request that I make. We talked about this last week. No loving parent would ever give a child everything they ask for. You're not a vending machine. God is not your genie. He's not your magic wand. He's not your vending machine. Vending machine will give you stuff that's not good for you. God would never give you something that's not good for you. But what about the stuff that I think is good for me? And he says no to. Last week, I told you that God always answers every single prayer. Not always the way you want, but you always get an answer. Remember I told you facetiously last week that there are four ways God answers. Yes, no, wait, and you gotta be kidding me. Let me give you another way to look at this. I want you to write these words down. God answers every single prayer one of four ways. When the request is not right, God says no. God has said no to a lot of your prayer requests. And parents say no to their kids for 100 good reasons. And God doesn't owe you an explanation for every time he says no to something you ask for. You'll know it when you get to heaven, but you're not gonna know all the reasons God said no. But no is an answer. So you didn't answer me. Yes, I did, I said no. That's an answer, no. So God says no when the request is not right. When the timing is not right, God says, this is a good request, but not yet. God says slow. Write down that word, slow. No. Slow. Slow means I intend to give this to you, but not yet. The timing is not right. There's a big difference between a delay and a denial. No and not yet are not the same thing. Now, if you don't understand that, it means you're immature because kids don't understand the difference between no and not yet. If a parent says to a kid, not yet, they think it means no, and they have a fit. Maturity is when you learn the difference between no and not yet. A delay is not a denial. So sometimes God says no, but sometimes God says, yeah, I'm gonna give this to you, but not yet. Slow. It's gonna be a while. It might even be years. You don't know. Slow. God knows. Sometimes the request is right and it's an okay timing, but you're not right. And God wants to do something in your life before he gives it to you. You're not ready to handle the answer because often his answer is a bigger one than you want to get. And when God wants to give you something, he's waiting on you, he says, grow. That's an answer. Sometimes God says, yeah, I'm gonna give this to you. That's a good request, that's fine. But you're not ready to handle. It's like giving a little kid, you know, travel luggage to carry into the airport. They can't carry it, it's too heavy. And so sometimes God's answer is, yeah, I'm gonna give it to you, but grow first. And once you grow up spiritually in that area, I fully intend to give this to you. Now, when the request is right, it's not some self-centered thing, and the timing's right, and you're right, then God says, go. That's the fourth one. All systems go. Green light, I'm gonna give it to you right now. All four of those are legitimate answers. Many times God will say no, many times he'll say slow, many times he'll say grow, and many times he'll say go. This is it, I'm gonna give it to you right now. But each of those are answers to God. Luke chapter 11, Jesus says this, verse 11 to 13. You fathers, if your children ask for fish to eat, would you give them a snake instead? Or if they ask for an egg, would you give them a scorpion? This is obviously humor by exaggeration. Of course not. So, if you as sinful people know how to give good gifts to your own children, how much more will your heavenly Father, who's a good, good Father, give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? The point God is saying here is God's never gonna give you anything that'll be hurtful or bad for you. But he says, if you, being an imperfect parent, know how to give good gifts to your kids, and you do know how to do that, certainly God, who is the perfect and good, always good Heavenly Father, knows how to give good gifts to you, but he'll never give you anything that's not good for you in that moment.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, I'd like to connect you with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, that's the word daily to 99000.
We all know that life doesn't always go as planned. There are obstacles, uncertainty, and disappointments. But God has made a way for you to handle all these things. It's called prayer. In his six-session 40 Days of Prayer DVD study kit, Pastor Rick offers practical insight to help you cultivate a powerful prayer life. You'll learn how to pray for breakthroughs in your relationship challenges, financial difficulties, poor habits, health crises, and many other areas of your life. The study kit comes with a DVD and workbook and walks you through simple steps that will help you to better study God's Word. You can study it on your own or invite a few friends over to study in a small group setting. This life-changing resource is yours today as our way of saying thanks for supporting this ministry financially. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of the 40 Days of Prayer DVD study kit. That's 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. There are only 3 days left to get this great resource, so don't wait.
Hi, everybody. It's Pastor Rick with some really big news. My Daily Hope devotionals are now available in Chinese. Isn't that great? We have over a full year of Chinese devotionals available. And if you know someone who would enjoy reading these devotionals in Chinese, please, right now, email me and I'll send you the link. My email is rick@pastorrick.com, rick@pastorrick.com. Thanks a lot.
Now, let's get back to more great teaching with Pastor Rick Warren.
Now, let's just be honest. It's easy to trust God's goodness when things are going good. When my wife got breast cancer, the month we launched the peace plan, I'm going, come on, Lord, we're trying to do something serious here. This is for you. And the Lord's going, Rick, don't you think I know that? And I don't know if my wife's gonna die, and I'm praying for a healing. I don't care if it's by miracle or medicine, doesn't matter to me, just for healing. Don't wanna lose my wife. And month after month, I'm holding the bedpan while she vomits into it. And she's going through all this radiation and chemo and surgery. Is God a good father? When your wife's got cancer?
Yeah. Yeah.
When I have two prayers in my life that I've prayed every day for over 40 years and I'm still waiting for the answer? Is God a good father? Yeah. Yeah, he's still good. When my youngest son lost his lifelong battle with mental illness that I had prayed every day God would take away, and he takes his own life and he makes a permanent solution to a temporary mood, is God a good father when your son commits suicide? Yeah. 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 He's still good. Not everything that happens in the world is good. Not everything that happens in the world is God's will. There are a lot of things God doesn't want to happen, but he's given us a free choice. It's your greatest gift and it's your greatest curse, because he's not going to force you to love him. Is God a good God in that moment? Yeah. The moment of ultimate test of your faith is when you can say, like Job, when you've lost everything, all your family, all your crops, all your business, all your health, you've lost everything. And Job says, you give and take away, you give and take away, but my heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be the name. You're a good, good father. Even when I've lost it all, I trust you. That is maturity. That's where God wants to take you. That you do not live your life based on your feelings, but you live your life based on the truth. But God has a plan, and if I'll follow that plan, it's a good plan, and even the bad things that happen, God said, I'll fit that into the plan too. You know, a lot of times when you pray for stuff, it doesn't happen. Let's just get real honest here, okay? Let's talk about this. Most or many of your prayers, you have not seen the answers to. You know, this week on Wednesday, I got a terrible stomach ache. I mean, it was bowl over in a fetal position and you can't handle it kind of pain. And I'm laying there, bowled over in pain, and I cried out to God, God, take away this pain. You know what happened? He didn't take it away. Anybody ever been there on that one? He didn't take it away. And actually, the pain lasted several hours longer. It eventually subsided, but he didn't take it away. Now, what does that tell me about prayer? That prayer doesn't work? No, I've seen it work too many times. That God isn't good? No, God is good whether I'm in pain or not. That God doesn't care? Of course God cares. That I should give up on prayer because I don't get everything I selfishly ask for every time? No. God is not a vending machine. He's not a genie. I said that. And prayer is not a painkiller. It is not a painkiller that takes away all of your pain. God is not guaranteed a pain-free life to you. That's called heaven, but not here on earth. Nowhere in the Bible does it say God wants you to live pain-free. Actually, pain keeps us from many times getting into worse situations. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that God said prayer will make every single moment of your life easy. It is not God's job to make every moment of your life easy. You'd never grow up. You'd be immature. You'd be spoiled. You'd be incredibly self-centered. It just doesn't say that. So when I'm in pain and I pray and I don't see the answer, should I give up? No. My job is to keep praying, to keep trusting God with the answer, because I know that everything he does and everything he allows in my life, he will use for good. And so I accept a no, or a slow, or a grow, or a go, because I know that God is a good, good father, even when I'm in pain. If a doctor does a surgery on you and cuts you open, that's gonna cause some pain. But if that surgery saves your life, it's a life-saving surgery, and you are in pain in the surgery, and then you're in pain in the recovery, you say, that's a bad, bad doctor? No, he just saved your life. When God doesn't immediately end your pain, as he didn't mine, he was just saying to me in that moment, my grace is sufficient for you. Rick, you can handle a little pain in your life. You can handle a lot of pain in your life. I've had a lot of pain in my life. In fact, almost everything I've learned in life, I learned through pain. I've learned nothing from pleasure. Zero, zip, nada. I learned very little from success, but I learned boatloads through pain. And God is more interested in making me a man of God than he is in making me comfortable. God is more interested in making you a man of God than making you comfortable. God is more interested in making you a woman of God than making you comfortable. Comfort's gonna go on for trillions and trillions of years in heaven. But right now, you're in the grow-up stage. And so not everything you ask for, you're gonna get. Otherwise, that's like Midas touch. Everything turns to gold. If you never had any pain or difficulty in your life, how strong, how mature would you be? Not very. You don't know God is all you need until God is all you got. And then you realize that God does everything for good. Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9, God says, my thoughts are completely different from yours, which is why he doesn't answer the way I want him to many times. And my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. And Rick, you're praying at one level and I'm thinking about your life at another level because I want good for your life even more than you do. Will I trust him? Okay, number five, last one. Finally, because God is always good, he invites us to live with him forever. God wants to show you his goodness, not just while you're here on earth. God is going to show you his goodness forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever for all of eternity. Wow. Because God is always good, he invites us to live with him forever. Two verses and I'll close. 2 Thessalonians. Our Lord Jesus Christ and God our Father, who loves us, has given us, by his grace, his goodness, an everlasting encouragement. I'd say so. Heaven's called an everlasting encouragement because it never ends. And a good hope, there's that word good, and a good hope that will last forever. Forever, circle that, forever. Now he says, may this encourage your heart, even when you're in pain. That no matter how much pain you're in, it's not gonna last forever, but heaven's gonna last forever. Joy is going to last forever. Hope's going to last forever. May this encourage your heart and give you strength for every good thing. There's that word good that you do and say. And God is good to us. He wants us to be good to other people. We did that entire series on Psalm 23. And the last verse, Psalm 23, says this, surely goodness, God's goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. That's good, but then he adds this in, and then I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's a good plan. Why am I saying this? Why are we covering this at the very start of our small group studies? Because until you're absolutely convinced that God is a good God and that he's always good and that he never does bad in your life, until you understand the goodness of God, your prayers are gonna be powerless and passionless and pointless. On the other hand, when you realize no matter how I feel and no matter what it looks like, God is for me, he's not against me. God is a good God and he wants what's good for me more than I even want it myself. And he knows what will make me happy more than I know it myself. God is a good God. And that's the foundation of all your prayers. Now your prayers become passionate and purposeful, and they've got a point to them. And you have power in your prayers. So let me ask you this. What do you want to see happen in your life the next 40 days? I want you to commit the next 40 days to learning how to pray. Nothing's more important in your life than you learn how to pray effectively, friend. It's the way you tap into God's power, God's presence, God's peace, God's purpose, God's plan. It's the way you tap into all of that. If you've never opened your life to Christ, say, Jesus Christ, I want to accept your gift of heaven. I want to accept your gift of forgiveness. I want to accept your gift of a new life. Jesus Christ, I want a relationship with you. I want to put my trust in you. I pray, Lord, that in the next 40 days together, you will revive my heart. Only changed people can change the world. I pray this blessing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And everybody said, amen. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and a series called 40 Days of Prayer. If you missed any part of today's message, you can go to PastorRick.com to listen again at your convenience. And while you're there, please consider signing up for Rick's free daily email devotional. And be sure to check out all the other great resources as well. That's PastorRick.com. We all know that life doesn't always go as planned. There are obstacles, uncertainty, and disappointments. But God has made a way for you to handle all these things. It's called prayer. In his six-session 40 Days of Prayer DVD study kit, Pastor Rick offers practical insight to help you cultivate a powerful prayer life. You'll learn how to pray for breakthroughs in your relationship challenges, financial difficulties, poor habits, health crises, and many other areas of your life. The study kit comes with a DVD and workbook and walks you through simple steps that will help you better study God's Word. You can do it on your own or invite a few friends over and study in a small group setting. This great resource is yours today as our way of saying thanks for supporting this ministry financially. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get your copy of the 40 Days of Prayer DVD study kit. That's 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. There are only 3 days left to get this powerful resource, so don't wait. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Your generous prayers and support help us teach God's Word to people all around the world who've never heard about the hope in Jesus Christ. And God is using your prayers and your gifts to help us reach people who would never set foot inside the door of a church. Here's a letter from Cheryl who said, Pastor Rick, your obedience in teaching God's Word brings blessings of hope in my life every day through your daily email devotional. Through your teaching, God is continually changing my thinking and aligning my heart with His Word, which brings hope and happiness to my life and positive thoughts for a great future. Please pray that I'll keep the fight to keep the enemy from stealing the truth from me. I can now see why staying in God's Word every day is so important. I want to pray for Cheryl right now. Cheryl, let me pray for you. Father, together we join in praying for Cheryl right now, and I ask that your Word will grow deep in her heart and in the hearts of everyone else who's listening right now. Plant it like a seed in fertile soil, and then make it grow, and let the weeds of temptation not choke it out. Help her and help all of us to stand firm in your truth. And Father, I pray for everyone who hears this message today. I pray for every listener of Daily Hope. And I ask that you strengthen them to be obedient to your Word, to see your purpose, and to depend on your power, trusting Jesus that you'll help them through no matter what they face. And I ask this prayer and I pray this blessing in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.